something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Exercising Your Spirit.
Hallelujah. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 4. Because people pray everywhere. All right? So it's easy when you say prayer is important. Everybody knows prayer is important, but we're all praying differently. And we don't know whether or not it's working. All right. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 4. I'm reading to you the words of Jesus from verse 22. Is it getting in? Is it getting in? You catching something? Great. Verse 22. Jesus is talking to the woman. The woman at the well of Samaria. Well, she actually met Jesus at the well. And the well didn't belong to the woman. All right. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. In other words, God's plan was to bring salvation to the world through the Jews. And so Jesus is saying to the woman. Now, verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is. The hour cometh, and now is. When the true worshippers, say that with me, the true worshippers. See, everybody's worshiping, but Jesus says everyone is not a true worshipper. He said to the woman, you worship what you don't know. He said, we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. In other words, revelation of God was given to the Jews. And that's a fact. That's a fact. Whew. They are the only original people left in the world. The oldest original people in the world. The Jews are. That's another day's talk. But look at this. He says, the hour cometh, and now he is. When the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. I love this. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. The Father seeketh such to worship him. The true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Now, you know, some people think that worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth means, and then of course the minister says, now they're praying. May the Lord hear our prayers. They didn't pray. No, they didn't. When Jesus prayed, they heard him. That's why they wrote for us what he prayed about, what he said in his prayer. When Paul prayed, they heard him. And that's why they wrote for us what he said in his prayer. When the prophets prayed, they heard them. When Abraham prayed, they heard him. When they prayed, they wrote down what they said in the prayer, because they were not thinking their prayer. They said. All right, let's pray. So go. That's in the spirit, because we're not talking. May the Lord hear our prayers and let our what? Cries come up to thee. They didn't go up to him. They sure didn't. Because nothing was said. Yeah, but God sees the man. Yeah. Look. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, for those of you who are still praying that way, in the morning you get down, kneel beside your bed, and keep quiet. I'm like, you know. After 5 minutes, relax. After 5 minutes, you get up. Off to work. You've prayed. Because you didn't say anything. God saw my heart. Yeah. But he was waiting for you to say something. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Into verse 10, he gives us the principle of salvation. He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth. With the heart man believeth. Not with the mind. With the heart man believeth. With the heart man believeth. On the salvation he confesses himself with his tongue. So when you believe with your heart, your heart is made right with God. You believe unto righteousness. But that doesn't save you. Until he says with the mouth, proclamation, confession, declaration, announcements is made that catapults you into salvation. Listen, there are many people who are not born again. Do you know why they're not born again? They believe in Jesus. They believe God raised him from the dead. Why are they not experiencing true salvation? Just because of this error. It's a spiritual error. They have not with their mouths made the confession. And that's the key. Now, Jesus said, by your words thou shalt be justified, and by your words thou shalt be condemned. He didn't say by your thinking. By your words. Now, you know, we want God's things, God's ways, without doing God's things, God's ways. It's not going to work. Just think about it. See the mass of people going to hell, not because they didn't believe in Jesus, but because they just didn't say it with their mouths. What a shame. How simple it is to be saved. So simple. Are you a Christian? No. Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God? Yeah. You believe he died for the world? Yeah. You think he died for you? Of course. Why are you not a Christian? I don't know. I don't know. Then, you know, you say, so why? What are you waiting for? He says, well, I don't know. Some people say I'm not. I don't know. I don't know. You're going to go to hell. And you think it's a joke. You're actually one step in hell already. Why? He says, he that believeth not is condemned already. Simple principle of salvation. See, we need to show people the Bible way to be saved. See, some of them think that if they went to church, they'll be saved. Some thought if they read the Bible hard enough, they'll be saved. But that's not going to save you. To be saved is so simple. It's the simplest thing in the world. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I confess with my mouth that he's Lord of my life. I am saved. Now, he may not feel saved after saying that, but it will not change the book. It's a spiritual law. Now, you can say, I don't feel gravity. I don't feel gravity. Whether you know it or not, gravity is there. You don't have to feel it. Well, I don't feel gravity. I don't feel it. All right, jump off of the balcony. You'll feel it soon. I don't feel gravity. I just don't feel it. Does it matter that you don't feel it? it's still there. If you work against it, you know. Am I right? Same thing spiritually. You may not feel salvation, because the Bible doesn't talk about feeling it. He just tells you what to do. I don't feel close to God. I don't understand. I just pray and it doesn't seem to go to heaven. Doesn't have to go there, because he's here with us. Doesn't have to go there. No need for the prayer to go there. He said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Prayer doesn't need to go to heaven, brother. Just say it here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's all. Say it here and it'll be all right. The Holy Ghost is with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you still there? He said, the true worshipers. Oh, glory. The true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father's looking for them. He's seeking such. When we start worshiping in church, the Father's not receiving everybody's worship. He's seeking those who would worship in spirit and in truth. He says, that's my boy. That's my girl. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Father seeketh such to worship him. He's his God. He's his spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because God is a spirit. Was he telling you that your physical body can't worship God because God is a spirit? That if you gave him animal sacrifices, that'll not be enough because God is a spirit. That's why he said to the woman, the hour has come that the true worshipers. He said, you've heard about worship all your life. You heard about those sacrifices that brought to the temple. He said, but God is a spirit. He didn't eat no animals. He didn't eat no ox or bulls. No. God is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Lagos Zone 2. Christ Embassy Close, opposite King Pet Filling Station, Agor Palace Way, Okota. And Christ Embassy, 6/8, Adilakun Street, Egbe, Lagos. Worship with us on Sunday, first service, 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. Second service, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send a mail to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. This is a continuation of the message, Exercising Your Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Now let's look at the development here. Book of Acts, chapter number 27. You there? From verse 23, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, whose I am and whom I serve. I serve God. He says, I serve God. Now, how many of you serve God? You serve God? All right. But the man's going to tell the way he served God. Because everybody says, I serve God. I serve God. Do you serve God? Yeah, I serve God. We all serve God? Yeah, we serve God. I'm going for service. To do what? To serve God. All right. All right. Whose I am and whom I serve. He leave us in doubt. Romans chapter 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you there now? Romans chapter number 1, and I'm reading to you from verse 9. Can you see it? For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. See that? He says, I serve God with my spirit. Now he's told us the way he served God. He said, God, whose I am and whom I serve. Now he tells us how he served God. I serve God with my spirit in the gospel. In other words, in accordance with the gospel. I serve God with my spirit in the gospel of his Son Jesus. I serve God with my spirit. Do you serve God with your spirit? We're talking exercise yourself, exercise your spirit in godlikeness. Get your spirit alive. See, when you read the Bible, don't read it like you're reading the newspaper. Why? The word of God will minister wisdom to your spirit. Has the ability to make you wise. Don't read it like newspapers. Meditate on the word. The entrance of his word gives light. When you hide it in you, it'll stop you from sin. Glory to God. It's a light. It's a lamp. God's word is different from everything else you read. So read it with your spirit. Hallelujah. Read it with your spirit. God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit. Whom I serve with my spirit. I serve God with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, so that can now lead us into prayer. Ready for that? Okay, see, everybody prays, but God wants something higher than just somebody praying, somebody talking. Anybody can talk. Oh God, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, because my name is Jimmy. 1 Corinthians. Woohoo! I like this. Wow. 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. Hallelujah. From the 14th verse. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. In other words, when I pray in an unknown tongue, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't understand what I'm saying. But my spirit prays. We're talking exercise your spirit. Hallelujah. He says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. My mind is unfruitful. Doesn't understand what's going on. But my spirit prays. My spirit prays. Now, there's a lot of spirits praying, but they don't have no word. And so the spirit is praying without light. The word of God, the entrance of thy word, give it light. Light goes into your spirit. And when you're praying about something, your spirit is crying. But there's no light. You've got to study God's word. See, because it'll give you light in every area. It'll give you light about your work. Give you light about your family. Give you light about any situation you find yourself. Then your spirit can pick up that signal. Otherwise, you're going to be crying in the spirit, praying in tongues, but your spirit is not getting nothing. Because there's no light. The entrance of thy word giveth light. I I tell people, I don't have any problem getting answers from God when I pray. You know, a lot of people have this experience of, you know, they prayed a long time, and fasted a long time, for God finally showed up. Well, I don't have that problem with God. He shows up pretty quick when I talk with him. I don't know why, but that's my understanding of God's word. You pray and you hear. Jesus prayed to the Father and heard the Father. Didn't have to wait to hear him. When I fast, I don't fast because, oh, God, talk to me. Ooh, talk to me. Ah, talk to me. No. I fast to exercise my spirit. Don't have any problem hearing from God. Hear, talk to me. In fact, a lot of times when I fast, it's because he said so. So he already spoke. Ha, ha, glory. Hallelujah. So look at it here. Very important. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. So what is it then? I'll pray with the spirit. Now, a lot of us will pray with our understanding, and we will pray with the spirit also. Look at it. Why don't you do God's word? Look at it. No, our system is we pray with the understanding, and then we pray with the spirit also. No wonder there's no much success. No wonder the progress is slow for certain people. No wonder there's not much difference between last year and this and the other year and the other. See, you've got to, listen, you can take long strides in the spirit. Just by doing God's word God's way. We start by praying dumb prayers. Oh God, thank you for today. Oh God, thank you for tomorrow. Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You mess up the whole prayer and you have forgotten your praying. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as a matter of fact, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Then you look around. Thank you, Jesus. Then there's a knock at the door. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And guess what? Hold on. Guess what? Your mobile phone is close to you. Father, thank you. Hello? Hello, what is it? Hello? Okay, I'm coming. Father, I'm sorry about that. What are you expecting? You are expecting a call from God. You know what I mean? Hold on. I said, you're expecting a call. I don't mean a call from God. I mean a call away from him. Are you kidding? If you were with the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, and while you were with him, on an appointment, somebody called. You're going to say, excuse me, Mr. President. Hello? You do that? You go, stop. You'd want to kill the voice. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. That's what you do. But now, you're talking to God. The first time. Excuse me, Father. Hello? Okay. I'll be there soon. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. Amen. How? Now, when you act that way, how are you going to develop your spirit? How are you going to develop your spirit? The telephone follows you everywhere. Only available. That's you. You are forever available to everybody. Hello? Yes, who is it? Who? Who is it? Yes, I'm the one. Speaking. phone has made many poor already. You know, they're killing people for their phones. People are being murdered for their phones. They want the handset. So they kill them for it. That'll show you how bad it's got. Hallelujah. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. So I want my spirit to pray. So what do I do? Pray in an unknown tongue. He already told me that when I do, my spirit prays. And I want to exercise my spirit. Now, you haven't exercised your spirit in something as simple as this, but you want to live the life of dominion. It's not going to work because your spirit is not yet dominating your body. It's not yet, it hasn't gained the mastery. Until it gains the mastery, you'll function like a slave in the spirit. Whatever happens will happen. Whatever comes, you'll take, even though you're angry and unhappy about it. You've got to exercise your spirit. Make up your mind. You're going to exercise spirit. You see, you're going to do it. This is something you have to do. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. Didn't say if God prays. Didn't say if I'm quiet and I'm just thinking, my spirit prays. He said, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. He said, in an unknown tongue. Didn't say, if I pray quietly in my mind, my spirit prays. No, in an unknown tongue. That means in a language you don't understand, which came to you through the spirits when the Holy Ghost came into your life.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah! If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you! Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Lagos Zone 2, Christ Embassy Close, opposite King Pet Filling Station, Agor Palace Way, AGP Palace Way, Okota, and Christ Embassy 6/8, Adelakun Street, Egbe, Lagos. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send a mail to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.